We spoke with both Gary Graham Hughes, who is now America's program coordinator at the International Biofuel Watch, and with Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone, who sits on the GSNR, Golden State Natural Resources Board of Directors, about two pellet plants being proposed by the sub-entity of the Rural Representatives of Rural California, RCRC. Supervisor Bone is Humboldt County's representative to the RCRC. He is also a proud proponent of the region's timber and wood products economic sector. Before he was supervisor, Bone was the vice president of resource management for Evergreen Pulp Mill until it unexpectedly closed in October of 2008 due to the worldwide economic downturn. Golden State Natural Resources currently has CEQA scoping documents before the public on the proposed wood pellet project. Those documents are available on their website. If built as proposed, there would be two pellet plants, one each in Tuolumne and Lassen counties. These facilities would produce 1 million tons per year of wood pellets in a public-private partnership. The public comment period on the CEQA documents closes June 19. Supervisor Bone described the rural counties agency.
Yeah, we're a lobbying group. We have lobbyists on our board. Yeah, I mean, we lobby for things that are important to rural counties, because you have to understand, all of our counties combined don't have the population that L.A. County has.
Bone said GSNR's idea for the pellet plant came as an answer to big costs in low-income rural counties caused by these devastating wildfires.
The forest resiliency and forest fires, because our counties were getting eaten up. We probably gave out $4 or $5 million over a 5-year period to counties that were in our group to get them back on their feet, to help them out.
Bone said the purpose of the pellet project is to find an economic use that would pay for removing the fire fuel from brush, slash, and millions of trees that are dying each year as a result of climate change, while also improving wildfire safety to the communities around the forests.
An estimated 36.3 million trees died in California in 2022 due to drought, high temperatures, insects, disease, overcrowded forests, according to a report from the U.S. Forest Service.
Hughes said that Biofuel Watch, which is organizing internationally against the emerging trend of converting coal plants to burning biomass, says this is a step in the wrong direction.
Now, there's no question, for instance, that we need to stop burning fossil fuels and that coal is very damaging to the climate. But wood pellets are a highly carbon-intensive, polluting, and expensive energy source, very inefficient. Burning wood to generate electricity produces more carbon emissions at the smokestack than coal per unit of electricity. So this is really a step backwards in terms of responding to the climate crisis.
To the accusation that shipping pellets internationally to burn in place of coal will exacerbate the climate and wildfire problems in the long run, Rex said,
if we're going to get the climate change, what we're going to try to do is get the fuels out of the forest, so we don't have these huge forest fires, which will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and atmospheric carbon. Which is, I mean, they can't even catalog it all when we have a big fire like Paradise or some of these 2 million acre fires.
However, Biofuel Watch thinks the scale of the project will not benefit the health of the Northern California forests across the long lifespan of these pellet plants.
Right, the magnitude is really off the charts. 1 million tons a year of wood pellets is a lot of wood pellets, and it would require a lot of forest. So, but when it comes to feedstock, I'll have you know that the United States Forest Service, the Modoc National Forest, just noticed a little while ago a partnership for a plantation treatment project, a partnership direct with Golden State Natural Resources. So we also know that Golden State Natural Resources has said that they will take trees, basically they will take trees of every and any size that they can get their hands on. They'll take anything they can get in a 100-mile radius around each one of these two new facilities. That's from public land and private land.
Bone only looked at the local short-term perspective in his response.
I guess we could throw stones at everything, but I mean, this was, we've looked at this for 6 years. We have an agreement with the Forest Service. Forest Service was trying to find a way to clean up the forests because they're overgrown.
Meanwhile, Hughes suggests that the project will need to be subsidized and then that the earnings from the infrastructure investments made by taxpayers may be moved offshore.
Biomass energy is actually very, very expensive because it's so inefficient and there's really so little energy packed into every pound, as it were, of the wood pellets. This is a highly subsidized industry. If you take those subsidies away, this is a sector that simply is not economically viable at all. And there are some real questions as well about whether any major investors, in particular foreign investors, could end up being the interest that end up holding on to any profits. So what's in it for us?
And he accused Humboldt County of allowing Supervisor Bone to implicate it in a dirty energy scheme.
And we need to ask, what is Humboldt County doing promoting a climate suicide project like the Golden State Natural Resources wood pellet export scheme?
Bone acknowledges there will be a public-private partnership, but asked if that is different than the offshore wind project, which is also being developed by a foreign-owned company.
Like windmills and farmlands that they're buying. I'm misunderstood. There's a whole list of people that are interested in European, and the European countries are looking. It's kind of a moving target right now because, like I said, we're a few years away from having the product built. We're, just a few years. We're, not as long of starting to stockpile, and we're even closer to building as soon as we get through the, through the permitting stage.
Meanwhile, Hughes said BioWatch has long-term concerns for the health of California forests because the economy of the forest industry lead to short-term cut rotations.
So California right now is being perceived by the global bioenergy sector as a fiber basket. And that really is a result of the, degradation of our forests by extractive industry. And the fact that really they're still logging on short rotations. So a lot of the trees are really young and they're not letting them grow old. And so they're not really good for much.
And Hughes threw mud at the way GSNR is conducting its CEQA review.
Then the whole thing is like there's a conflict of interest in that the Golden State Finance Authority, that's the lead agency reviewing this project of Golden State Natural Resources, loaned Golden State Natural Resources $10 million to capitalize the project. So the lead agency actually has a financial stake in the project. It may be legal, but it's definitely a conflict of interest in terms of providing a really neutral and objective evaluation.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.